our main function there was to record and measure the magnetic field of the Earth. And one of our drawbacks was if there was a large earthquake close by, it often knocked the instruments out of operation. There was a galvanometer there, and if it swung too far, it would stick, and that's what happened during this quake. And at the same time, almost the phone rang, and someone from the pulp mill called, the man in charge. And apparently they were up on a upper elevation in the pulp mill, and they felt the earthquake. And so they said, they asked him, did we have a local earthquake? And he said, well, yeah, I think we did, yeah. He didn't feel it himself, but because somebody felt that, he felt it was local, then he saw it was something much larger than a local. It happened at low tide, almost zero tide. It came in about 6 feet, then it went out 8 or 9 feet, and then in a period of a half an hour, it came in like 16 feet. This whole thing, if it happened at high tide, there would have been some major flooding downtown here. There's no question about that, you know. We lucked out.